Simon Tov Tzadik Dalad in your fifth chelik of Mishnah Brura is called Seder Tefillas Chag HaShavuos. There are no special halachas as opposed to, say, Rosh Hashanah, where you have Shofar, Yom Kippur, you have the Tainis and Tshuva, and Pesach with the Matzah and the Chametz, and Sukkis, the Sukkah, Arba Minim. The only thing that we have to talk about is Seder Tefillas Chag HaShavuos, and as far as the general halachas of Yantiv, they follow. So we'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. We begin with Sif Aleph, B'yom Nun L'Sfiras HaOmer, the 50th day of the Sfira, and we don't count that day. Hu Chag HaShavuos, that is Shavuos. Now, first the Mishnah Brura here brings down from the Achronim that it is our minhag to daven Marav late. We daven Marav late, making sure it is definitely Tzeisik HaChavim, in order that we do not interfere with the 49th day of Sfira by bringing Shavuos in early, davening early. What we're doing is considering the 49th day of the Omer as being over already. So because the Torah says Tmimis, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimis, we daven Marav later. Further, the Machaber says, the Seder HaTfilah k'mo b'yantiv shel Pesach. The Seder HaTfilah is a yantiv tefillah, very much like in Pesach. Elo, shomim es yom chag HaShavuos hazeh, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The next thing is V'gomrim HaHalel. This is referring to already Shavuos morning. So Shavuos night, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu as well as in all the Tefillahs. And by day, we say Halel. Gomrim HaHalel means we say a complete Halel. Umotzin Shnei Svarim. We take out two Sifrei Torah. V'korim Barishin Chamisha. We have five Aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah. Mibachodesh HaShlishi in Parshas Yisro, Kabbalah Zatorah. Ad sof haseder until the end of that parsha. The Mishnah Brura here mentions the minhag of saying akdamis. The minhag that most of Klal Yisrael has is that you call up the kohen, but he does not make birkas haTorah before akdamis. First you have akdamis, then he makes birkas haTorah, and then we start laning. The Mishnah Brura contrasts this with the minhag of Yitziv Piskam that is said in the Haftorah of the second day of Shavuos, where there the minhag is to make the brachas of the Haftorah, read the first pasuk, you lay in the first pasuk of the Haftorah, and then to begin Yitziv Piskam immediately. So not so with Agdamas. The Aseres Hadibros are laned. The Aseres Hadibros are laned, and the Mishnah Brura goes into the inyan of the Tam Elyon. There's a Bir Halacha explaining it all. Essentially, there are two sets of Taimei HaMikra, of the trup, the nigun of Adelaine, as well as a difference in the pronunciation of some of the words, and Be'ikr, the spacing of the psukim. In what is called the Tam HaTachtom, we have long psukim in the Aseres HaDibros. Every dibra does not necessarily get a pasuk of its own, in both directions. That means, in the Tam HaTachton, a Dibra can be divided into several Psukim, or you can have several Psukim in one of the Aseres HaDibros. In the Tam HaElyon, every one of the Aseres HaDibros is one thing. It's like one Pasuk. Now, as far as the Nafkaminas, the differences in pronunciation, there are words where if they end, say, in a Pasach, at the end of a Pasuk, they become a Kometz. In the case of the Tam Elyon, where each one of them is a pasuk on its own, so Lo Sir Tzach, for example, will become Lo Sir Tzach because it's the end of a pasuk. As far as which one to lane when, so there are two essential minhagim that the Mishnah Brura brings down. Some hold that when you learn on your own, say you're doing Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, so there you always use the Tam Tachton, whereas when you lay in Bitzibur, you always use the Tam Elyon. The other minhag, which seems to be the more common one according to the Mishnah Brura, the other minhag is that when you lay in Parshas Yisro and Parshas Ve'eschanon, you lay in the Tam HaTachton, but on Shavuos, in honor of the fact that Kabbalah Zatorah was on that day, there we lay it with the Tam Elyon, making each Dibra a Pasuk on its own. Okay, next the Machaber says, Umaftir kore besheni, the Maftir reads in the second Sefer Torah, Uvayom Abikurim. He reads Bayom Abikurim, which is referring to the Karbonis of, these are the Karbonis of Shavuos. And umaftir, the actual haftorah that's lain b'merkava de yecheskel, b'maisa merkava in yecheskel, umesayim b'posik v'tisa eni ruach. And we end by putting in the pasig of atisa eni ruach. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are places that they dafka give the rav or a chacham this haftorah to lain, and he brings a remez where the Mishnah in Chagiga says in Ein Darshin that v'loba merkava, that you don't not dorish the ma'isa merkava unless he is a chacham umevin midato. So that's something of a remez that who should get this, who should be laning this, a chacham. Mishnah Berurah says something else. In a place where the yachid is laning along with the tzibur, except where the yachid is laning along with the bal kore. For example, there is no navi. Because they're not laning from the Nevi'im, it's ideal that you lane it yourself along with the bal kore. So if the yachid is laning along with the bal kore, he too is supposed to stand in honor of the ma'isa merkava. So even though it's Shavuos morning and people are tired, the right thing to do is to stand for the Merkava, unless you're just being silent and being Yotza with the Balkara. Now, the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of the Sif discusses the minhag of staying up all night, and he says that this is a tikkun for the fact that Klal Yisrael overslept, Hashem had to go and wake them up for Kabbalah Zatorah, so we are metakin that. In Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah here goes through and gives us the Marah Makomos for the various discussions of what brachas to make in the morning. So he says, first of all, with regard to Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzar, one should use the washroom and only then say Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzar, even though we generally make the brachas of Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzar, even if one doesn't have to use the washroom in the morning as Birkas HaShachar, when you're up all night, you cannot. Al Netilas Yadayim, even though one has to wash before davening, if you didn't use the washroom, there's a suffix whether or not you would have a chiv of saying the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. So use the washroom and then make the two brachas. Elokeinu Shava and Amavir Sheina, he sends us elsewhere. And the halachas there are that you are supposed to be yotzu with somebody else. Let someone else be motzi you. Someone who wore he wore his tzitzis all night, he wore his talis katan all night. In the morning, there's a suffix of whether or not to make a bracha, since there's a machlokas if Laila's man sitzis or not. As a result of that, he says to be yotza with your talis gadol, that when you put your talis gadol on, have kavana to be motzi your talis katan. Someone who does not wear a talis gadol should have someone else who is putting on a talis gadol be motzi him. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions that nochon li zohir, that one should preferably be zohar to abstain from tashmish amita on both nights of Shavuos, which takes us to Sif Beis Bayom Hasheni, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. In Chutz Laaretz is the second day of Shavuos. Korin beparshas Kol HaBechor Atzof Sidra. One lanes the entire parsha of Kol HaBechor till the end there, which is going through the Yomim Tovim. Umaftir Korakamo Esmol. And the maftir is the same as the previous day, as the first day, which is uviyom abikurim. Now, this kol abachor is lained if it is not on a Shabbos. But in a case where Shavuos falls on Friday Shabbos, so you're going to need seven aliyahs, and you don't have seven aliyahs in kol abachor, there one begins with aser ta aser. As far as the haftorah, maftir b'chavakuk min v'hashem b'echol kodsho avlam natzeach bin ginosoi. And as mentioned previously, there's the minhag of beginning with the Yitziv Piskam.